God is offering us, ladies and gentlemen, eternal life. Offering us the opportunity to join the Lord Jesus Christ when he returns to the earth to reign over the world in his government soon to come upon the earth. But would you like eternal life in the world that exists today? And I would suggest to you, no, you wouldn't. Because of the violence, the immorality, the vices. But there will be a time coming when the Lord Jesus Christ returns to this earth that all of that is going to change. And so we have a glimpse of the glorious future that is going to be dawning upon the face of the earth very soon. In Psalm 72, we see some highlights of the world as it will be under the reign of our Lord Jesus Christ. We read in verse 1 of Psalm 72 where it says, "Give the king thy judgments, O God, and thy righteousness unto the king's son." In that time to come, ladies and gentlemen, there will be a righteous government. There will be no corruption. There will be no promises to get us over the line to get our next 4 years of government, and then we forsake all the promises that we've given you. This will be a righteous government. It is a government where the poor and the needy will be looked after, Psalm 72 and at verse 4. It is a world, ladies and gentlemen, in which God will be worshipped. You look at verse 5, "And they shall fear thee as long as the sun and moon endure throughout all generations. And yea, all kings," verse 11, "shall fall down before him, all nations shall serve him." And yes, that includes Egypt. That doesn't happen today. This world is going to be a completely different place. Verse 16, "There shall be an handful of corn in the earth upon the top of the mountains. The fruit thereof shall shake like Lebanon, and they of the city shall flourish like the grass of the herb." And so there will be plenty of food to go all around. We find that animals will not be a danger to us. And that's recorded for us in verse 6 of Isaiah chapter 11. There will be no violence in the animal kingdom. And that's in verse 9 again of Isaiah chapter 11. And so these are the conditions, ladies and gentlemen, that will exist on the earth. These are the conditions that we are being offered to enjoy with eternal life if we accept the invitation that God has given us. And ladies and gentlemen, these things are truly soon to dawn upon the face of the earth. We've already seen Russia begin to start to make her move. She's moved into Syria. We don't know how far away the return of our Lord Jesus Christ is, but it is very soon. And if you turn with me to Mark chapter 16, we read in Mark chapter 16 and at verse 16 it says, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be condemned." And so, ladies and gentlemen, I would plead with you to take the opportunity to learn the gospel as it is in the Word of God and to take up the invitation that God has offered to each and to every one of us. We may live with the Lord Jesus Christ forever in a beautiful world. Thank you.